Mr. Chairman, this conference could not have been convened at an opportune time when the whole world is grappling with the dramatic increases in the price of food and other essential commodities. Like other developing countries, the Kingdom of Swaziland is also experiencing such unprecedented increases in food prices. Unfortunately, this comes at a time when the country is still going through a lengthy drought patch that has a devastating effect on the country. The rapid price rise of crude oil in the world market has not made the situation any better. Instead, it has regrettably shot up the cost of production, which has resulted in the unfortunate predicament of high food prices in which we find ourselves today. Under such challenging situations, vulnerable economies like ours easily get affected, thus putting pressure on the limited government resources as the number of helpless citizens increase. Mr. Chairman, as I have already alluded, for more than a decade, my country has been experiencing persistent drought spells, which indeed is attributed to climate change. In some parts of the country, water tables have dried up, resulting in water rationing in urban centers, with even worse situation in rural areas where some rivers have dried up. To alleviate the sufferings in the rural areas, government, with the assistance of NGOs, has had to supply water to the affected communities. Furthermore, the drought situation has accelerated the land degradation problem, which is characterized by rampant soil erosion and aggressive invasion of alien plant species, which has destroyed grazing lands. In response to such an invasion, government has set aside resources to eradicate these species, effects of which had been declared a national disaster. Your Excellency, the escalation in the price of oil has resulted in a parallel increase in the price of most agricultural inputs, in particular seeds, fertilizers, animal feed, tractor hire charges, and other factors of agricultural production. As a result, a larger portion of the farming community, in particular smallholder farmers, cannot afford to buy all the necessary farm inputs. In this regard, on behalf of His Majesty's government, I wish to express my sincere gratitude and appreciation to FAO and other international partners, including NGOs, for their contribution towards the purchase and supply of farm inputs throughout the country. The declining productivity of the agricultural sector in the country necessitated the holding of the National Agricultural Summit last year, which was attended by all stakeholders. In the summit, strategies to revamp the sector were formulated, and I'm pleased to inform this august assembly that government has started implementing some of the summit recommendations. In the short term, government has set up a committee of technical experts that report to cabinet to analyze the food crisis and the recommend mitigation measures. In the medium term, government is considering strategies including intervention in some production costs in order to assist farmers to increase food production in the next cropping season. As such, this financial year, government has set aside funds to implement some of these interventions, particularly water conservation and irrigation. For the medium to long term, government is undertaking a strategic research to come up with suitable crop varieties and livestock species. The challenge, however, is upgrading our agricultural research station so as to generate new technologies which are in line with the changing climatic conditions. Your Excellencies, These adverse conditions, such as droughts and floods, can only be overcome by cooperation between our governments and development partners like the FAO. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, we therefore look upon FAO and other development partners to help us address the challenges we are facing to revamp the agricultural sector, which is key to our economy. With such partnership, we can be able to address the issue of food security and poverty alleviation. I thank you.